Dreamscape presents Swordland by Edward Rua Butler, narrated by Richard Mitchley. Part 1. The Outpost. Chapter 1. Ceredigion, Wales, April 1164. The cobblestones of the priory were cold beneath Einion's knees, but on he prayed, murmuring verses to St. Paddan as he crouched before the mass of candles. They provided him with little heat or comfort as their flames fluttered, casting a hellish, flickering shadow battle on the stone wall of the church.
"Holy Paddan, hear me, and bring my prayers to our Lord, so that he might grant me forgiveness for what I must do,"
Einion ap Naraud whispered. He wrung his hands together and then spread them out before his chest, casting his eyes towards the high roof in entreaty. The smoke from candle and torch mingled with the sickly sweet aroma of the honey mead brewed behind the brothers' cells. It caught the light from the small windows, casting wispy spear shafts of light across the building above the Welsh warlord. Einion sighed after a few silent seconds of staring heavenwards. He bowed his head and sat back on his heels to think. Had he been expecting a miracle? That was exactly what he had been anticipating, he admitted. This priory was where one of the holiest sons of the church, St. Paddan, had performed his greatest deed. Here was where the great Pentaeli Arthwyr, or Arthur the Warlord, as the English called him, had been humbled. It was a place where wonders were commonplace, and the connection between man and God routine. And yet Einion felt nothing. No marvellous presence of divinity, and no absolution.
"I bring a mighty gift, Lord,"
Einion appealed again, speaking towards the 12 trembling candle flames above him on the altar, at the same time indicating towards a beautiful coat, expensive and red, by his side. It was just as the stories instructed, just like the one that Arthwyr was said to have stolen from Holy Paddan.
"A mighty gift," Einion repeated, "and all I ask for is one small indulgence."
He licked his dry lips.
"My uncle's life."
Again his eyes flicked skywards, awaiting some signal that his proposal was accepted and his immortal soul safe from damnation. But none was forthcoming.
"Restore my throne,"
he shouted, suddenly angry.
"I am a warrior. He is nothing but a jumped-up cleric, a stocktaker, not a real leader. He can't defend our people against these Normans. I can, for I know I can match their evil."
Flecks of spittle caught in Einion's heavy black beard.
"They are an infestation of maggots, searching for an open wound."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?